Committee to order, open a public hearing on Senate Bill 314A, and we would like to, Ray, can you please read the bill for us?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 314A allows suspension of the appointment as deputy state veterinarian if the license to practice medicine is suspended. It provides that the State Department of Agriculture may not, without good cause, refuse to reinstate the appointment of deputy state veterinarian whose license is reinstated. Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Chuck Craig with the Department of Agriculture is here to testify. I see where Mr. Stonebrink from the Oregon Cattlemen is here. Why don't you just come together?
All right.
You're a victim of the process, Representative.
We're waiting for you.
Okay. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Chuck Craig, Deputy Director for the Oregon Department of Agriculture. Senate Bill 314A is largely a housekeeping bill that the department brings to you. Its purpose is to allow the department a little bit more flexibility in what happens if a deputy state veterinarian's license to practice is suspended versus being revoked. And if I could back up and just give you a little bit of background, we have a wonderful program in Oregon which the department deputizes after an appropriate educational and training program, veterinarians from the private sector to serve as deputies to the state veterinary program. And those folks who are deputized by us can basically do anything in terms of testing or regulatory work that our employees can do who are state-employed veterinarians. So suddenly we expand our capacity from our one state veterinarian and our three field veterinarians to approximately 600 practicing private veterinarians to be able to help ensure that that dangerous diseases of livestock, and which sometimes also can be serious menaces to human health, can be properly controlled. Within the statutes that deal with this, if a person's license to practice veterinary medicine is revoked, meaning it's, you know, permanently taken away or terminated, then their deputies, their state deputy veterinarian status is also revoked. However, the question comes up is, what if their license is suspended and reinstated? As it stands now, their deputyship under the law is reinstated when their license is reinstated. We have felt for some time that that shouldn't automatically happen, that we should have an opportunity to retrain that person and reevaluate their suitability as being a representative of the Department of Agriculture as a deputy state veterinarian when that happens. So that's what this bill does. There was an amendment in the Senate that provided for, and basically it came from Senator Fisher's concerns that he didn't want someone whose license was suspended to be permanently unable to ever become a deputy veterinarian again. So we proposed this amendment that basically said if your license is suspended, you may reapply when it's reinstated, and that we will not refuse to reinstate a person in that situation without good cause. And that satisfied his concerns. I know of no opposition to the bill. The Oregon Veterinary Medical Association favored it, and so that's really what it's about, and if I can answer any questions about it, I'd be glad to try.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What are the causes for suspension?
Well, the suspension is done by the Veterinary Medical Examining Board, and they could be all kinds of potentially issues that I cannot speak authoritatively about this, but when there's something that occurs with a veterinarian that's practicing that the board believes is reason to suspend their license, they take action based on a finding of fact and a determination by them that that's appropriate. And I think they would best be the ones to speak to that question. But
if I get a follow-up, Mr. Chair.
Oh.
My point in this, I guess, is to assume that suspensions of these kinds of licenses are not done frivolously and without a great deal of investigation and finding of fact and proof of violation.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hobson, that is entirely correct. A person whose license is suspended or revoked has to be given a hearing before that action is taken and made final. It's not done lightly. It's done by the procedures under the Administrative Procedures Act. And
Mr. Chair.
Is that a question, Representative?
I would like to ask one. When appropriate.
Okay, I was just looking at Representative Hobbs and didn't look like she was really happy with the answer, but she seemed to have stopped there. So
I'll speak later.
Okay.
Please continue.
No, thank you. I didn't have another question. Right. I have an opinion.
By all means, we'll hear it later. Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How often does this happen?
Mr. Chair, not very often, but enough that, I mean, there's a really substantial amount of trust that we have to have in folks that represent our department in this role. And so, there are a few cases like this, and there is one that's happened reasonably recently where we didn't think reinstatement was necessarily appropriate, and that's why this bill actually came up, because we would have had no choice but to reinstate the person when the suspension was over with. But if I could return just a second to Representative Hobson's question, it's the license to practice that whether the person is competent, qualified, and suitable for that, the Veterinary Medical Examining Board determines that, not us. Okay, and that's just a prerequisite for acting as a state veterinarian, as a license to practice veterinary medicine. If you don't have one, you can't be a deputy. And I do believe that there is due process for folks that find themselves in this position.
Okay. Mr. Stoneberg.
For the record, my name is Glenn Stoneberg with the Oregon Cattlemen's Association. We've worked with the Department of Agriculture on this issue. The bill should pass.
Okay. Are there any questions of Mr. Stoneberg?
Oh, Mr. Chair, forgive me, but Glenn, I have to say that.
Have we heard that speech before?
That's the shortest thing I think I've ever heard you say.
Thank you.
That is the most succinct testimony.
Okay.
All right.
The committee will stand at ease until we reaffirm a quorum, and then we can proceed into a work session. I think our